A $500,000 house rotted in just 3 years. Here's how it happened. A couple of days ago, a client named Duke from Houston reached out to me asking to replace the decking on his back porch. According to him, the general contractor did a poor job. The boards were coming loose and water was pooling near the threshold. The house was built in 2022, but it already needed repairs. I quoted him $4,500, Duke agreed, and my brother and I got to work on the demolition. First thing that caught my eye, the porch was installed on regular plywood, covered with two layers of roofing felt, and wooden slats were nailed on top with thin nails. The house is built on piers, but the space underneath was sealed off with metal sheeting perfect conditions for mold and rot. On top of that, the house has a flat roof with no overhangs, so all the rainwater ran down the walls and straight onto the porch. That's so-called waterproofing? Just plywood with a bit of paper on top. Water seeped into the gaps, reached the load-bearing beams, which the contractor had sealed with spray foam insulation, and with no ventilation, everything just rotted away. When I showed this to the client, he nearly lost his hair. As for what the general contractor had to say in his defense, I'll share that in the next videos. Subscribe if you want to know how this story ends.